Milo's Pro Rewards members. Go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
What's going on, guys? This is Oo from the Chewing Oo Podcast. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's an easy way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or from your computer. And not only that, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so you can hear yourself on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead and just download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. And like always, guys, see you next time, kitties.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, Roundtable Studios proudly brings to you your tag team podcast of the RGV. Chew, are you ready? Boo, are you ready? It's time for the Chew and Oo podcast. Let's get it out.
And we are back in black. Ah, watch out, the cayete la seca. Woo! All right, baby. And who do we got? Is a treat for you. We got Mr. Evolve in the podcast with us, man. Say hello to everybody listening, buddy.
What's good, y'all? How y'all doing?
Oh, shit. It's going to be a good one, man.
Shout out to Chewing Oo for having me.
Man. Oh, hell yeah, man. Thank you for coming by, man. I appreciate you showing up, bro. It's badass.
Thanks for having me.
No, man. Hey, I was, first of all, for those who are listening, if you don't hear that, Chew's not here right now. So, yeah, man. And when I say, hope he gets a little bit better, he was feeling a little bit sick today. So,
like,
man,
you're really upselling him for me now. I really want to meet him.
Oh, yeah, he's not here, unfortunately. Bruh. Yeah, exactly, man. He's not here. But I know he called me a few minutes ago. He says that at home, he's watching in front of the TV right now. And, watching a little bit of that Pornhub, and you see, yeah, that's what he said, man. Oh, yeah. But anyways, and he can't stop me from pushing that button today, so woohoo, we're going to have fun, aren't we?
Got no rhythm, man.
Petey Witties in the house saying hello. What's going on, Petey Witties? And Fred Barrera from Yeehaw Podcast. What's going on? By the way, we are having our drink on. Evolve's having the Petey Witties lime, fresh, delicious. No beer inside. Loves it. And me, I'm finishing up, finally, the pickled Petey Witties with a little bit of the flight beer. It's a craft beer, man. Get out of here, man. No me caite la boca. Caite chat up, Frank, como dice mi tío. Jesus Christ. It's great. Great stuff, guys. Look them up on Facebook. Get yourself one. One jar is about a six-pack, man. I've already made the estimate, more or less. I did the math.
It's delicious, man.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you liked it, man. I'm glad you liked it. But anyways, guys, Evolve. In the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a good one. I was listening to some of your stuff. Well, first of all, before we go into your music-wise, tell us a little bit about yourself, your history, where you're from, how did you come about, man?
I'm from Donna. I'm from Ghost Town. I was born and raised, born over here on the Westico side. I grew up in Westico until I was like 14.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to Donna. Started pursuing music later on. You know, I've always done it, but professionally, actually, taking it into... like another level, like probably 2006, 2007.
All right.
So, yeah, I've been doing it ever since.
In the hip hop scene, I mean, what made you go into the hip hop scene? As far as like, I mean,
I was always a fan.
Really?
Like, I always, like, since a little kid, like, you know, yeah. Like I remember my parents buying me a boombox and two tapes.
Hey,
and
there, like, you go.
With the boombox with the equalizer.
Hell, you know, yeah, so, baby.
Like two tapes, Run DMC, Fat Boys, and boom.
Oh, my two favorite groups, bro. Jeez.
Yeah, and after that, it was just like. I would try to do anything.
Yeah.
I would just try to find anything having to do
with it. Yeah, yeah. And I was listening to some of your stuff right now. We were talking about a certain producer you had for a while. I mean, that was helping you out record. A studio guy. Yeah, Mr. John Harper, Jr., man.
To this day, he's still doing
it. Oh, man. Shout out to John, man. Yeah. Oh, my God. Do I have stories? If I were to tell stories, we'd lose all our sponsors on the spot.
Yeah.
But,
Fezzy, I hope you're watching it.
No, man.
I got some questions to ask you later.
Fez is, I mean, him and I, we met a long time ago when we first started up trying to get things going, you know, as far as, get things rolling for the band I was in before, that original band. And it was awesome, man. Cool guy, cool cat. A lot of great ideas, man.
He's a genius.
He is a genius. I mean, as far as recording wise.
As far as Fezzy, like, I don't need to go to any outside entities to do anything.
Right.
He does recording, mixing, mastering. We put our music on vinyl. He mixes and masters for vinyl. He does everything. Everything's in-house.
Like, yeah, man.
He's basically the backbone of every record that I've ever put out.
Really, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you've been there basically from the start, almost from the start.
For me and him, it was like 2007.
All right.
When he took me under his wing and he helped me out. Like, you know, like I would go in there and be like, yeah, I'm ready. I'd be like, mess up. And they'd be like, give me like 3 chances and he'd be like, go home. So I was like, oh shit. So I'd go back home.
It sounds like Mr. Harper.
Yeah, no, but you had to appreciate that for what it is, because some producers will just be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
A producer that really, you know, he sees that you could do better and he knows that you're capable of doing better, he'll guide you through. He'll be like, you know what, you're not, go practice.
Yeah.
Come back next Tuesday.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I did. Next time I went in, he was like, you see, ain't that better? And I was like, yeah, there you go. That's what I need.
Yeah, the thing with John, it was funny because when we would practice, we'd go in and do our bits. He would tell us, "All right, man, just listen to the music and give it a dry run." Like, okay, so I started playing. I would hear the music in the background and putting my fills and everything. I'm like, "All right, okay, all right, all right, okay, all right, John, I think I'm ready. We're done." What do you mean we're done, man?
Yo, he does that shit to me constantly too. And like I'll be like, "Let me do a dry run," and I would be like, "He'll put the beat on, I'll do a dry run," and he's like, "Oh, we got it." And I was like, "You're recording that?" And now I know not to even ask, because I know he's like, and he, I bet you he has like a folder. I know he does. He's I have a fucking like a file full of all of the fuck ups and all this shit you
right
while you're mad and recording.
Yeah.
You know you can't get it. So I was like, we should just use it and put it somewhere, sprinkle it throughout an
across
album
the across the whole album, yeah, somewhere around there as bloopers, yeah, or just, something. Yeah.
Exactly.
I hear you, man. Yeah, no, and like I said, if we were to bring, talk about John Harper right now, geez, as far as the stuff that goes on, yeah, man. What happens at Harper stays at Harper.
Let's keep it that way.
Let's keep it that way. It's like Vegas, man. But anyways, man. So, I mean, I was listening to, I know you had some of your stuff on SoundCloud for a while. You were saying that you don't do SoundCloud anymore. But I was listening to a couple of them. The first one I was listening to is, what was the name of that one? It's the old beat, Bring the Old Beat Back, or something like that. I can't remember.
Good old boom bap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I was listening to it. I'm like, damn. That took me back to old school to Kumo D, Slick Rick, even LL Cool J, style, the old style of hip hop. I mean, what when you started doing, did you want to stay in that moment and keep that hip hop going, like just like that?
I think maybe just the essence of the whole culture. You know what I mean? Like, cause you know, I came from the school of lyricism.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, where you had to be saying something and you had to be actually have like a message embedded in your music. You know what I mean? Like,
I got you.
So I chose to do that just on some MC from an MC standpoint.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, actually build something with vocabulary that actually says something. You know what I mean? Like, and so I kept going and going. I'm versatile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can
do
all types of stuff, but that's the main vein for me. That's where I take my pride in. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
That's where I put my pride in, like working and putting something well put together that says something, and they'll take something out of it.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, and I was listening to, I kept on listening to all your songs through there, and another one that caught my eye, which is a very controversial one, was America.
Oh, America.
That one, I mean, I would gladly play it on the podcast, but I know I would light up a lot of fires right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But very controversial song. I mean, what was going through your mind when you wrote that bad boy, man?
Just the whole, man, there's so many. You know, like, this fucking country's been on fire for a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess you can't, I'm not going to blame it on one person.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, try to keep it living. We're trying to play Switzerland here.
Yeah.
And keep it on an even.
But, you know, I mean, once Trump came into play, like, a lot of shit started happening and, you right. know. Made certain comments and stuff like that. So I kind of, I've always been like a, Chuck D's one of my favorite MCs.
Yeah.
So very political, very outspoken. So, you know, from that vein, I took, like, yo, I need to say something too. You know
right, exactly.
It might not mean much to anybody else, or maybe people just play it off like nothing, but it's like, yo, at least I could actually put it in song format and put it out and say something.
Exactly, you know exactly. I mean? Yeah, I hear you.
From my point of view.
Right.
It's like seeing all these people getting, shot for no reason,
right?
You know, going to jail for no reason,
gotcha.
All this stuff. You see all that, and they're like supposedly standing for against that, but you see them take over the Capitol and cause all that chaos and kill people.
I got you.
It's like you're going against everything you stood for. Like, which one is it?
Exactly. Exactly.
So you're not wrong, or you are right. Like you know, like it's so. You know, that's just my spin on the whole concept of.
Of that in particular song.
Yeah, that particular song. Right. Like white is right, brown and black is bad.
You right.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I got you.
That's
I got you.
What they tell you.
Right.
Because if you look throughout history, like, no matter what, white is supposed to, like, the purest. You know what I mean?
I got you. Yeah, and that's a weird discussion that we're having today over at my workplace. We're discussing, I mean, I don't mean to bring it up, but as far as we know there is a high caliber war happening right now on the other side of the world, and we were discussing on some stuff as far as history as far in the U.S.
Yeah.
There was a comment that one of my employers said. They go, it's funny how we look. I mean, he wasn't for what Russia is doing.
Yeah.
But how we stand against it and say, yeah, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be doing this, and what so have you. But at the same time, if you go back in history, you know, we kind of did the same thing when we took Texas away from Mexico.
Of course.
So, I mean, when you look at that in particular, you know, theory, you know what I mean? And
there's holes in it.
Exactly. And, you know, and nobody said anything about that. And, you know, it pretty much shut everybody up.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, you got a real good point there. I mean, wow. I mean, consider the fact. And if anything, and everybody says it, that the history books we have out going in schools and stuff like that, it's all basically plain wrong. If they really tell the true story, it would change the whole view of society as we are today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what's so cool about your song, man, about America. You talk a lot about that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit, this guy really hit it on the nose.
It's, you know, I just never bite my tongue. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it. If I said it, I meant it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm nobody to be really like, yo, listen to me.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, yo, if you do listen and you do appreciate the type of shit that I make and you are standing up for a cause, then maybe you will take something out of that.
Exactly.
There's some people that are disenfranchised and feel a certain way, but they can't get their point across because some people won't listen. Like, if you talk to a Trump supporter and say, you know what I mean? Like, just say you're having a conversation. You're not going to change his mind.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's
you're
already
mindset. You're not going to change my mind. It's already set.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know what I mean? Might as well just put it on wax. Let them listen to it. Make their own opinion of it.
Right. You know what I mean? I got you. Yeah, man. And like I said, that in particular song that you have out there, it really hits a lot of nerves on a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I saw that. And then the next one that really got me, I mean, you like I said, the hip-hop, and then you got what was the politics or cultural thing that we're going through right now, and we go to a song called Fantasmas.
Yeah.
That one, I listened to it. That one sounded like it was very heartfelt. It was something that a dark time for you at that point.
I mean, I'll be honest, I don't remember that song. Is it from my Ghost Palace?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so.
When I do, like, it's...
You talked about your grandfather and you talked about your mom.
Yeah. That's about talking to your spirits that have passed on to you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so when you wrote this in particular song, I mean, because when I listen to it, there's a lot of emotion into it. Yeah. There's a lot put on the plate.
Yeah.
You know, when you do you ever go back and listen to it? Oh, that's just one song. You say, you know what? Nah, I don't want to listen to that.
I kind of don't, man. Like, it's funny because, you know, I know people that listen to their own music.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yo, this is the shit. I can't do that.
Really?
I cannot listen to my shit. The only time I can listen to my music is when I'm going on tour and I'm memorizing lyrics.
Right.
That's the only time.
Okay.
Or Fezzy will send me the master or something.
Yeah.
I have to listen to it to make sure everything's proper. All
right.
So that's why right now when you brought it up, I was like, Fantasma. I was like, oh, shit, did we put that out? You know what I mean? It's because, like I said, when I'm in a group called Ghost Palace, too.
Okay.
So that's me, Progeny, Rob Castro. They're Progeny's from San Antonio, mm-hmm. Castro's from Seattle.
Okay, all right.
We all come together as a group mm-hmm. called Ghost Palace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I write my most emotional, like, that's my outlet for the more life.
Trying to
grittier, harder stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or the shit that I need to
grind your gear. Something that's really grinding your gear, so you can really let go. So, yeah, I got you.
And you know, like dealing with death a lot, it never gets easier. So I found a way to purge it out of my system by writing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if it ever comes back to me again, I'll write something again.
Right.
And kind of just change it up and make it. It's talking about the same people, but maybe not without a name.
Right, right.
It's just for me to exercise my get it out of my head.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, you know, it's I like I said, I like being versatile. I could write about anything. Give me something, I'll write about it. But
mm-hmm.
that's what an MC should do. He should be able to touch anybody in a certain way. Like, I tell people, like, yo, like, if you're gonna write something, make sure that you've been through it, you felt it,
yeah,
while you walked in those shoes. Because if somebody's like, hey, man, I love this. Oh, man, I just wrote that, like, whatever, and they're gonna be like, oh, man, well, I connected with it,
exactly.
But now you're telling me that you're bullshitting, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
So everything I write is true, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And I can't write about BMWs and all this type of shit because I don't have none of that shit.
I'm not
going to sell you a fantasy. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Like, exactly.
It's going to be me.
That's yeah, and that's another one you all said on there about rap. Some people that are true to what they write,
yeah.
And others that just write to get fame.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I was listening to that and I was like, wow, man, this guy is hitting in all cylinders, and it fits the name that you go with, Evolve, because when you started off, it eventually evolved to something more and more, and through the time, you know, because like I said, you had the old hip-hop, and then it kind of merged into, like, the 90s,
mm-hmm.
and then you merged into, like, a late 90s, and now the stuff I was listening to right now, we told, dude, go to Bandcamp, dude. That's where all my stuff's
at. Yeah, when you were like, I'm listening to SoundCloud, I was like, bro, I don't think I even put anything on
and,
in years.
And I put one on when you walked in. I had one on. It's called Will Haven.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Says, I've seen My Faith.
Yeah, like that actually,
My Faith.
The band is like a metal band.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. Guys, if you get a chance, look for him on SoundCloud. It's Bandcamp. Sorry. Bandcamp. Evolve 1980, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
1980. Look for this song. It's like a young, very young, I'm not sure if you heard it before, very young Rage Against the Machine sound. And I'm a big Rage fan. And I got that feel.
Yeah.
When I was listening to it, like, wow, man, this guy's trying to get that rage going again.
Like I said, I'm all over the place, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that comes from, I love Will Haven. They're a metal band. They
mm-hmm.
put out an album 20-some years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I always loved that fucking version of it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I took it. It was, like, basically made with pockets. And I found it, and I was like, man, if I could rap on this, right?
Right.
And one day I was in the studio with my boy Kiddo with Lunico, shout out.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was just, like, feeling aggressive. I was like, dude, I want to do some aggressive shit, right? He's like, what do you want to do? And I was like, man, I got this instrumental from Will Haven, dude. I want to do a remix of it.
Right.
So I wrote it there on the spot. I just laced it one time. Boom. That was it.
Right.
And we put it to the side. And then eventually I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this out.
There you go.
I put it out. I hit Will Haven. I was like, yo, I hope you don't mind. I did this remix.
Borrowed your track.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think.
They never hit me back till the other day, actually.
Like, oh, really?
Monday they hit me up. They're like, like, hey, man, just saw this. Like, yo, I love this. You know, I really appreciate that. It's an honor that you did this. And I was right. like, oh, shit. And that's one of my favorite bands. So I was just like, oh, shit.
That's bad. Shout out for Mandy. He says, shout out to El Evolve.
Oh, no.
Purple Villain.
Yeah, me and Purple working on some new stuff right now.
There you go. Yeah,
we
man.
Got a bunch of shit.
Yeah, and like I said, I was listening. Yeah, man. Let me get some more here. Some. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Beady
Weedies. Look at that, man.
I need that sponsorship. I'll be going on tour soon. So.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I mean, I was listening to that. I go, geez, man. Talk about shit. There's some that diverse sound. I'm like, shit. I mean, that I like the way it sounds. It has that rage sound. I was like, shit, I'm really into that rage music.
Yeah.
And like always, Louis, yes, Louis, we see you. Amma! Yeah, there you happy, Louis? One of our number one fans that always jumps on and has to have his way. I swear to God, I'm going to bring him to the podcast just for 1 second on the camera so you can see this guy, man.
No.
He's like a hillbilly. But anyways.
Yeah. Shout out to Louis, man.
But yeah, and like I said, some of these songs that have been coming out, they've been great, man. They, as far as the, like I said, it fits what your name. You're evolving through time. You're evolving. How many years have been in the game already, man?
Like, man, I'm say going like probably like 20
years.
Yeah. Like, I started with my DJ Mike Nice. Rest in peace, Mike Nice.
All right.
My brother. We just started doing local little shows, keeping in the door. Nobody was really giving. Hip-hop
opportunity,
shot,
yeah.
Hip hop fights.
So you're one of the few trailblazers down here in the RGV that are trying to kick the doors open for all these young ones. And
I mean, I don't, you know, I got you. Me saying that,
right.
You
know, right. No, no.
I'm always real weary of that because, like, you know, like we started when we used to do shows with metal bands and shit like that.
Yeah.
They were like, we had to get in anywhere we could.
Exactly.
And then they were like, oh, we don't like hip hop, but we like y'all. So it's like, no, you do like hip hop. You just didn't know that this existed.
It's called the guilty pleasure, bro.
Yeah, bro. I got guilty pleasures too. One of my favorite songs is like Wild Wild West by the what is it called?
The Wild West from is it what version is it?
The fucking cheesy '80s one with the like the fake reggae.
Oh, okay, I got you. I know what you're talking about.
Something club, I forgot what.
Yeah, well, John will probably pop up while you're saying it wrong. It's John's like a master at that. Yeah. So if he's watching,
John's an encyclopedia of music, man.
But yeah, man, I remember those times watching through the years in the 2000s watching. You know, I played in a rock band, and we would have a lot of hip hop artists that would blend themselves in with the rock scene because there was not really an opportunity for anybody in hip hop, you know, to get that opportunity. That's what I'm saying. You're one of the few trailblazers to open that doors up to get these young ones, and then you got these young guys that I was talking to Quez. He goes, Evolve's one of the guys that actually. Introduced TEO to pretty much everybody. You go, really? He goes, yeah, dude, this is a guy you want on your podcast.
My brother Nice is the one that introduced me to TEO. And the weird thing is, like, the Radius, bro, we all live around each other.
Right.
Which is fucking weird. Like, you're talking about, like, less than a mile from
me. Oh, shit.
And not even knowing. Like, because, you know, I'm an older dude. I'm fucking 41. You know what
gotcha,
I mean?
Gotcha.
These dudes are, like, half my age.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? So, yeah, no, yeah. When I interviewed Gino for the first time, he came in. He was all, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, sir, no, call me sir, man. Yeah, feels weird.
You don't even do that shit with me. You know what I mean?
But
with me, he's like, fuck you.
All right, yeah, that sounds better.
I love you, man. You know what I mean? That's all I love you to each other.
Yeah, and they're great guys, man. They're great guys. When they had him in here last time, yeah, I had a Typhoon, I had a Rolls, and I had a Gino here. And they're great guys, good, well behaved young men that in the podcast. I don't know how they are on the outside. I can't bow for them on the outside, but when they were here representing, they represented very well.
No, they're really great dudes. They're really great dudes, very talented. When I first saw them, I was just like, oh shit. So we struck up a rapport, we just kept talking and eventually I'd be like, I wanna go on the road. I take them out on the road.
Yeah.
I take them, like, I took them to the first show out of town, like, in Corpus, you know,
there you
shit
go.
Like that. I took them to go meet El Dusty, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah, shit like that, you know what I mean? So I just wanted them to
experience.
To kind of experience it that yeah. there's more than just the valley to grow, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, because my thing's always been is like, yo, when me and I started, we started here, kicked in the doors, then we're like, we got to go further because like here, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I started getting booked everywhere else, traveling all over and doing all that type of shit.
Right.
And then I was like, well, I need to pay that forward.
You know exactly, I mean? Exactly.
For somebody that I see that wants it and mm-hmm. is willing to work hard for it, because it's a lot of sacrifice. A lot of people don't see that.
Man. Yeah, like, and that's the main reason why we made this podcast, yeah. to have these young, talented musicians, yeah. artists, anybody that's out there that has a talent, you know, give them opportunity to talk and say, hey, man, the mic is yours. Yeah. Tell the world what you're about. And yeah. see, somebody eventually is going to like your stuff. They're gonna, and they'll give you a call and the doors open up for you, yeah. even bigger opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So
like, my thing has always been like, yo, if I could help them out in any way, I'm not going to, I told them when I met her, I was like, I'm not going to sell you a fucking dream. I was like, all I could do for you is get your shows out of town.
Yeah.
You know, go on tour with me. Do opportunities. Shit like that open up for me.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I didn't sell them no shit like, yo, man, we're going to blow the fuck up. We're going to do Nah. I'm not like that, dude. I'm not going to be one of those dudes like selling you bullshit just so I could string you along for what? For
right.
what reason? You know
exactly,
what I mean?
exactly. Yeah, man, and I respect that, man. That yeah. you helping. I mean, so many years doing your thing, and then suddenly you're getting to the point where you know what? I'm gonna keep doing my thing, but you know, I'm gonna pull back a little bit and make these young ones come in yeah. and show them the way. You yeah. know, because I've already gone through the nitty gritty.
Yeah,
I gotta show these guys, hey, this is what to expect when you go out there.
Exactly. Like last time, Gino went on tour with me, and I was like, look, you gotta learn how to. Do merch on the table, how to sell merch, how to, you know,
yeah.
do all this type of stuff, because I'm a road dog. I'm on the road most of the year, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So my sales come from them watching me perform, getting the crowd into it, mm-hmm. afterwards walking to the merch table, then they buy it when they're right there in front of you because right. they saw you perform.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They
exactly.
appreciate it more because they see it in a live aspect, you know what I mean?
I got you.
So to me, that was like, you know, I started the label because I had no outlet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, I need to put this out myself. So Fezzy helped me. And then eventually I was like, well, I'm going to start helping my friends put their albums out.
Right.
So Mike Melt's album we put out.
Mm-hmm.
El New Weldon's album we put out. You know, Monstro Bohemio, like Ruben Farias.
Right.
So many people that we put albums out for. And Fezzy was behind all of them. You know what I mean? Like, he was the backbone. He recorded most of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So... it was me just basically like, yo, here's the springboard. Let's just go out and do it. I'd
right.
go on tour. I'd be like, yo, you want to come on tour? Come yeah. on, let's go. Boom, 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 boom. And as much as we did, as much as we could in that little time frame, and then somebody else would come along like, hey, you want to go on tour? You're going next. You know yeah. what I mean? Stuff like that, where everybody got a shot to go do their thing.
Yeah. And like always, Louie, yes, Louie, boats and hoes, boats and hoes. Everybody likes them boats and hoes. But
rub my nuts on your truck.
why are you sweating? Why are you sweating? I was watching Cops. That's a lie. Cops starts at 7:00, 7:30.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. I don't even want to go into that. That's a different podcast.
Yeah, it's totally different.
But so when you go on perform, is there a ritual you do before you go out? Do you still get the butterflies and you
still get butterflies? Like my ritual is basically looking like an asshole. Because that's at least what they tell me. Like,
uh-huh.
But because like I'm pacing and I'm smoking cigarettes. You know what mm-hmm, I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I'm focusing on
what
the
you're
show.
About to do, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. maybe some people are like I have that resting bitch face or some shit. But it's not that. It's like I'm focused on what I have to do. Afterwards, then I'm just like, oh my God, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
all that energy's out of you. All that nervous energy's out of you. Like, but yeah, I still get butterflies to this day, man. Like,
yeah. I wouldn't think so, man. I mean, considering the fact being a performer, doing it for
yeah.
so many years, yeah. you know, in so many different performances, eventually, you know, you still get those
oh, yeah,
damn
dude.
Freaking butterflies,
yeah,
man.
Dude.
Now, as far as performances, man, what was like, what can you say, like, was one of your top? Well, not your top, but one of the performances that you'll never forget. Like, shit, this was the bomb. This was the one. I got to top this one. I mean, or
man,
one that
was
a
couple, dude. Like, I got to play with, me and Nice got to do Vans Warped Tour.
Oh, okay.
Like, so we were the first, like, hip-hop act from the Valley to do Vans Warped Tour.
Really?
Yeah, we got to play it in Houston at the Reliant Center.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So we got to do that. that was definitely one for the books because it was like war tour. And we're some kids from the valley. But, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And then we're making hip hop. So,
yeah.
You know, it was one of those things that we were the first valley act, whether rock or hip hop, whatever it was, to do war tour.
Really?
So that was a big one for me.
All right.
I was just like, I grew up on punk music and all types of shit too. So it was just kind of weird for us to be like, no, like, not to say nobody, but like out of nowhere. Like,
yeah.
Oh shit, we're doing.
But still, be on a big venue like that's awesome, dude.
I've played with Public Enemy, you know
that's
what I
awesome.
Mean, which is fucking amazing.
That's like, kick-ass.
I've played with Ghostface Killah from Wu-Tang, GZA from Wu-Tang, Raekwon from Wu-Tang.
Wow, man.
Immortal, like there's so many, dude, like that, Art of War. There's this thing that happens in San Antonio. It's like a gathering of like elements of hip hop.
Right.
I won that 5 times in a row.
There you go.
I mean? So there's some that you just, I don't know, man. Like there's a lot. Like I'm probably forgetting a bunch of shit because I've done so much. But
yeah.
But traveling and just you know, going to all these different places that you never thought you'd be and rocking crowds.
Yeah.
It's amazing, man. Like, I've rocked for 30,000 people and I've rocked for 5 people.
Hey, those it 5 people matter. Is 5 people, man. Yeah.
To me, it doesn't matter. It's like me and Nice always said, it was like, whether 5 or 5,000, bro, we're going to give the same energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Except when there's 30,000 people looking at you, you shit breaks out a lot faster. You know what I mean?
Like, I have yet to experience that. I hope one day our podcast gets to an area where we open up for somebody.
Like just the feeling of just like, you know what I mean? Like I might
welcome.
Exactly. you're up to like 2 packs now. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, man. Then all of a sudden, you shit on stage.
Yeah, I don't want to pull that.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
But hopefully, never, bro.
No, dude, no.
I've thrown up in my mouth and swallowed it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like I'm not gonna front on that.
Yeah. And as far as all your shows, what show you try to forget to the point where, like, man, I never want to fucking revisit that point of my life.
A couple of those.
I never went away to think about it. I don't even want to talk about it.
There's a couple of... Only because that's when I used to drink a lot.
Oh,
when
okay.
I was, when I was a drunk.
You're right, right.
You know what I mean? Where it was like... it's not hard to explain. I was just drunk.
Yeah,
you know what
it,
I mean?
You had that Peter Griffin and Lois Griffin moment where they think they're playing badass.
Yeah,
and they sound like
no
crap.
Way near it, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it was like... Like, I'm fucking killing her. And, no, you're not, dude. Like no.
Yeah, man, there has to
be. There's a couple of them. But like I said, I don't really remember. You know what I mean? Like, it's, every show is different. Every show is fun. You
right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Except for when you're like. Except we're in your really shit face.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I got you. And you know what? Let's stop on that note. Because you're like, dude, get off the subject.
I'll tell you a funny story.
And we'll get to that funny story. And we'll get that. Tune in, guys. Let's go take a commercial break. Hang in there for our sponsors.
What's going on, guys? It's Oof from the Chew New Podcast. Taking a little time out to thank our sponsors. All Breather Brothers Electrical. Sergio, Master Electrician. You guys, if you need somebody to help you out with your wire work at home and sometimes commercial, you want to give this guy a call. All Breather Brothers Electrical at 956-904-7177. That's 956-904-7177. And let them know the Rockstar sent you. In need of a new AC? Need to find somebody of high quality to give you some good answers and good prices? Give Matt Mayer AC Repair a call. Area code 956-884-8288. That's 956-884-8288. Those hot summers are coming, guys, and those weird, crazy winters are coming up also. I think you might want to put Matt Mayer AC Repair in your back pocket and let them know Chewy News sent you. Need back pain, leg pain, or just want to mellow out for the evening and relax at home? Try Hemp It Up, located in McCown and Wessico.
Give Mati Osvaldo a call at 956-540-9488. That's 956-540-9488. I'm talking about edibles, roll-ups, oils. If you're in desperate need of something to calm down, just to relax after a long day's work, you want to give these guys a call. They'll set you up. And if you let them know you heard it in our podcast, they'll give you a free gummy, a roll-up smoke, or some oil. Just let them know you heard it here. And trust me, you will not regret it. Give them a call at 956-540-9488. Remember, let them know Chewy News sent you. Looking for a new lifestyle of eating? Want to eat a lot healthier coming up? Try Juicy Fresh. Best place, guys. I swear everything's fresh from the... Anything you ask for, it comes out fresh out of the back, man. It's awesome. Talk to Natalie. She's located in McAllen, Texas. Give her a call, 956-878-1220. That's 956-878-1220. Juicy Fresh. You got your smoothies. You got your power-up drinks. Great meals. And talk about their Taco Tuesdays. Oh, get out of here, man. You got to check these guys out, man. It will not let you down. Give Natalie a call if you want to find out what the menu's up to, man. 956-878-1220. All right? And let them know Chewy News sent you. Looking for a plumber? Something that's going to get there ASAP or has time to go work on your plumbing there at home? Give Barrera Plumbing a call. Speak to Gabriel. Call him at 956-534-3337. That's 956-534-3337. Guy's got great prices. He's professional about everything. He'll send his crew out there to go take a look, see what you need done for that plumbing repair you got going on in your household. And let him know Chewy News sent you. Looking for a change of scenery? Trust me, guys. You want a new beer drinking place to go? Try out some new craft beer? Go to The Craft in Westville, Texas at the Eatery, man. Call Miguel to find out what's on tap at 956-458-6465. That's 956-458-6465. Find out what's going on there, man. See what the entertainment's like. And talk about food trucks also all around that place. Hey, what's better? Music, food, and some craft beer from The Craft. Give Miguel a call. He'll gladly help you out and let him know Chewy News sent you. What's better than one plumber? Two plumbers in our sponsor category. That's Baco's Plumbing, man. Give Baco a call, 956-249-4312. That's 956-249-4312. Give Baco a call, man. He'll get you going out there, man. He's a great guy, always willing to help. And, man, he will tell you like it is. No in-between thing. He'll give you the correct prices on what needs to get done and how it's going to get done. I mean, it's like the way Paco says all the time. Your leftovers are his bread and butter. I'll tell you that much right now. Paco will be out there laying down the pipe, baby. Give Paco a call at 956-249-4312 and let him know Chewy News sent you, man. Hey, guys, hang in there. Hope you enjoy the rest of the podcast. Laters, Gators. And we're back, guys. Thanks to all our sponsors. A big shout out to one of our new sponsors, Speedy Wheaties. Man, good damn, still man. That was some good stuff, man. Jesus.
I don't want to finish your $20 bottle.
Hey, man. Wheaties, bro, hey, man. That's what the sponsors like to see that. They hog down the whole thing. It's amazing. It's good. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, my.
Didn't even need beer for this shit.
And I know they have a new flavor out there, guys. If you get a chance to go out and look for that, give them a call. Find them on Facebook. Give them a call. I've been seeing that they're getting deliveries out to South Dakota. They've delivered out to Florida. It's great. That's awesome, man. I'm so happy for them that they are expanding as far as a small business, guys. There is a new flavor, olive flavor. If you get a chance, jump on that olive one. Oh, my God. I got the line today.
Take my money, man.
Shut up and take my money. Yeah. But, yeah, man, great stuff. Guarantee you, if you never had a Michelada, you have Petey Wheaties, your life is about to change. But, anyways, back with Evolve here, man. We're talking about, he's going to come and tell me a story, I believe, about we're talking about one a performance that was not.
Shows? Well, the show wasn't bad. What happened afterwards was bad.
All right, man.
Like, well, during. should I say, we were on tour. Gino was with me.
Okay.
And I don't drink, like I said.
Yeah, exactly.
So we were playing at this place in Albuquerque. It was called Duke City Beaches.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking like a winery, right? And then on back, they have like sand in the back, volleyball courts and shit.
It was like crazy
because I was like, oh shit, we're going to rap in sand.
That's right.
So my brother, IB Hustles, shout out to IB Hustles. He has a cousin out there, right? He, mm-hmm. he owns a place called Canvas and shit. Dope spot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jesus. And we're there at the winery. He's like, yo, they have brews, you know? So he's like, drink a beer with me. I was like, all right, cool. I'm like, fuck it, I'm on tour. I'll drink a beer.
Right.
Arm no fall, right?
Right.
Drink one.
Uh-oh.
You want another one? Ah, fuck it.
That's how it starts, man.
Yes.
That's how it starts.
Frank the Tank once we hit you, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Frank the Tank.
Yeah,
woo!
So
let's go streaking.
Yeah, so like all of a sudden I feel my eyes get real low and I was like, oh, I know this fucking feeling.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I was like, I went to the promoter, I was like, yo, we need to rap next. We need to do our set next.
Right.
Yeah, everything okay? I was like, yeah, just trust me. Like, I don't drink. I drank a little too much.
Uh-oh.
And only two beers, right?
Yeah, right.
She's like, go ahead. So we go on there, and I'm super, like, laser-focused, right? I end up sitting on the sand, on my back, rapping. Not missing a word. You know, and IB Hustle's just looking at me because IB's never seen me drunk.
Right.
Gino's never seen me drunk.
Right.
Because I don't drink. It's
exactly.
been, like, 7 years, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
So I'm shit. I know I'm shit faced. They're kind of just like, oh, he's having fun. And I was like, no, I'm shit faced, dude. So I go back to the chair after our set. I'm all full of sand, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like just fucking, and I'm all great time, right?
Right.
But then I get over there and he's like, you have another beer? I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I already started. So he's like, yeah, these are 9.5. We were drinking IPAs.
And oh, like, there you go.
Holy
yeah,
shit,
there
bro.
You
like,
go.
No warning. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
They were so good, though. Like, because I used to drink IPAs.
Right,
when
right.
I used to drink. So we end up taking off and we were in the rental and shit. And I was like, being real, like, no. You can't smoke in the rental. Da, 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 you know? And I start smoking in the rental. My boy's fucking driving me, right? So he's just like mid-sentence. He's on the phone with his wife and all this. And like, IB and his wife, Audrey. And I'm just like, yeah.
Start throwing up
in the rental.
Oh, man.
And you know, like, my boy, such a good friend he is, he fucking start fucking recording me while I'm throwing up, like, on the side. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
I start throwing up, doing all that shit, and we finally get back to the Airbnb where we were staying, and Gino's there. He comes out to the truck, and I'm like dazed, and he's like, what day of tour is it? I was like, what fucking tour? You know what? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? My brother-in-law was with him.
Oh,
I walk in, I'm all like taking off my shirt, like, who wants it? Like, yeah, well, let's fight, you know what I mean? Like, I'm being mega aggressive, like, and they're telling me these things the next day.
Right.
So I'm just like,
oh hell no,
I'm
this
so
is
fucking
bull-
sorry, bro. Like, I thought I was a nice drug. They're like, oh, bro, like, you were just fucking wilding out, like talking shit to people at streetlights, like at the like the red light,
yeah.
Like cholos. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, don't fuck around, bro. Like, they'll shoot you, and like cholos were laughing at me. You know what I mean?
Chingo.
Like, instead of like, yo, let's fuck this dude up, they're just like, oh, look at this.
You bro. Sure you weren't that guy that goes, what's your name? Tony.
Fuck you, Tony.
What's your name?
Don't bring my mom.
Ezekiel. Fuck you, Ezekiel.
Yeah, dude, but it's just shit like that reminds me why I shouldn't drink. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Well,
like,
that lesson learned.
Yeah.
They go, what's your name?
So it wasn't a bad show, but it was like, I knew it could have gone down.
Yeah, exactly. You know it could have gone south very easily.
I could have fucked it up for my brother because I'm drunk. You know
right,
now,
I got you. And that's, and you know, that's it's a lesson learned.
Exactly.
It's a lesson learned. And I'm pretty sure they learned a valuable lesson.
Because they had never seen me like that.
A valuable lesson.
Yeah.
Say, you know what? We shouldn't drink on tour.
Yeah. They're like, yo, we're fine. Look at this motherfucker over here, dude. Like,
and now we're going to go into a little thing I like to call the Pod Dex. Not Pod Dicks, Pod Dex. It's a new interviewing deck available on there on online. And I would suggest you guys try this out, especially if you have a podcast or you just want to have fun with a bunch of friends getting drunk.
Yeah.
It's a fun podcast to go through.
I'll
now,
be the DD.
There you go. Now, this is one question I'm going to pass to Evolve here, and it's going to slow down the momentum a little bit. I'm going to let you read that out loud. That's one question that came out of the deck. So read that out loud.
Wow, right? right off the fucking bat.
Yeah, yeah.
When you die, what do you want to be remembered for?
There you go.
You want me to answer that?
Yeah, you're going to answer that. I'm not answering these. You're answering them, bro.
Being a good father, being a good husband.
There you go. You know what I mean?
Like, you know, it'd be awesome to be remembered for music, but first off, I want to be remembered as a good father, a good husband, good friend.
Right, you know what there I
mean?
You go.
Somebody that just was a good person to the people around him.
There you go, yeah. That's, always be remembered that the guy, man, that guy always had our backs.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever we needed, something, he was there, or advice he was able to give us.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. You know, as far as your son, we're talking about your son a few minutes ago. You said he looks exactly like you.
Exactly.
He's in high school. Has he pursued the same?
He does. He makes music.
Really?
Yeah. He's and not just because he's my son, but he's good at it.
Really?
Shout out to Zion, MC Noise. Like,
there you go.
The kid is 15. He plays for the Redskins, varsity and JV.
What position?
He's a lineman.
Yeah. And here's the beautiful fact, Evolve. I'm gonna tell you right now is that I know Chu and I have been talking. We want to get at least probably in the summer. I'm not sure yet, or maybe the beginning of the school year. Start interviewing athletes.
Yeah.
You know, and we've been eyeballing, as far as my hometown, been eyeballing Donna, ISD, as far as the high school players. And everybody's told me, you know, and the first thing that I've brought the idea to the other friends of mine, they go, oh, dude, you can interview the quarterback? No. I'm not interviewing no quarterback. I'm not interviewing no wide receivers, no running backs, nothing like that.
Yeah.
I'm interviewing the men of the field, the greats. Those are the linemen that take a hit every single time. You know, those are football players right there. Those are guys I want to talk to you. What was going through their mind before that ball is snapped?
Yeah.
I mean, what energy do you have to go out there?
Yeah.
I mean, playing football myself, I was a wide receiver, defensive back.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, but being on that line, see how much turmoil there is in that fucking line.
To hold.
You know, those are the guys I want to interview.
Yeah.
And I would love to have your son want to be the first ones to be on there, man.
Let him know. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, I would love to have him. Then we'll start. Like I said, I'll let you know. It'll probably be in the summertime, guys. Yeah. Stay tuned for a new era of the Chew New Podcast when we start involving high school athletes, band musicians, you know, and what so have you in the high schools, and not just in Donna, all over the RGV, to have them come in and talk on the program so we can, you know, give them a voice out here. That way they can be heard also, you know. That way they have the opportunity to speak out on what's going on and what goes through the mind when they go into competition like that, you know. So that's another big
one. The kid went through a journey, man. Like, he was a big kid. Like, he was like 300-some pounds.
All right.
He didn't want to be a big kid. Started hitting the weights. Like, I'm very proud of him and inspired by him, dude. Like, I won't work out, but I'm inspired by him. You know what I mean? Like,
you inspire me.
Yeah,
I'm not going to work out, but you inspire me.
You inspire the shit out of me. No, like, he was a big kid. He just started eating right, working out, putting in the work.
Right.
Bro, like, now you see him, he's just, like, squared up, and it's just, and he's, like, 15, he's 6'3".
Wow, that's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
That's a big boy.
Yeah, so, like, I'm very proud of him, but, like, dude, for him to just take it upon himself, like, oh, I don't want to be a big kid no more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be unhealthy, in other words.
Right.
Now he's killing shit, so
that's awesome.
Proud of him, man.
That's awesome, man. There's one guy, one person, I mean, I would love to have him on the podcast. I will hit you up and let you know when we have him on here, man. Is it something very interesting? And so, and as far as his career taking off, I mean, is he doing talent shows? Is he doing?
Well, yeah, the thing is like I've taken him with me to a couple shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I've opened up for big artists, and like he got to open up from Wayquan from Wu-Tang.
Okay.
At 10 years old.
There you go.
And I'm just like, you know,
what an opportunity for a 10-year-old to open up.
I was like, you know how fucking long it took me to get to the point where you're at, and you just come in and kill shit. You know what I mean? I was like. But that's what it is. You know what I mean? You set it up for the future for them.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. There's stepping stones for them.
Exactly.
That way they later on, a long time from now, when dad is gone, say, hey, my dad did this.
Yeah.
I'm doing this. I'm going to show my son that, hey, this is what we did.
I never pushed it upon him. Like, he took it upon himself. Like, because I'm not one of those pushy parents that's like, yo, you're going to do this. You're not.
Yeah.
I was like, look, Mijo, when you find out what you want to do and you find your passion, pursue it. I got you 100%.
And it's funny how you say that. You don't put, my son, he does YouTube. He's a little YouTuber.
Oh, gotcha.
He does drawings. He does all that great stuff. And it's funny because before I started any of this, I was doing YouTube channels for my old band, teaching how to play certain songs, yeah. You know, venues that we played at and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And he would see that. You know, oh, Dad, you have a YouTube? Dad, I go, yeah, I got a YouTube. He was the age, I think, like 7, 8 years old at the time. And he goes, oh, I'm going to be a YouTuber, Dad, too. I'm like, okay, yeah. Son, do what you got to do. And, you know, I'll set up the your page.
You how to do
and
shit.
Then now, yeah. Now yeah. He's like, you got to do this, Dad. And check it out. He draws, like, speed draws and stuff. He does animation by himself. Oh, wow. You know, he does storylines. He tries to do the rap thing also because of his uncle, which is Quez.
Yeah.
He follows him. He tries to do, and they're hilarious. I mean, I know he did one for Sonic, which is, if you get a chance, check him out. He has a new page. It's Mickey Plays with a Z at the end. Check that out. Great little animation. He did a Rick Roll, changed the lyrics on that one also for Sonic also. The kid's amazing, man. Yeah. He amazes me every day.
Yeah, my youngest one does stop motion with like tech decks and
that's awesome.
Star Wars Legos.
Really?
Yeah, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, man. And it's weird how at our age, you know, it's something like that. We're like, oh, we would love to do that, but we have a passion for something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to see them do it, you're like, hey, man, I can do that too.
Or I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear you, man. So that's awesome, man. And consider the fact that you're like I said, your son doing what he does, man. And I mean, 10 years old.
10 years old.
Man. 10 years old. That
so
is crazy.
So he got to open it. The funniest thing is like they see you doing this shit. Like they grew up watching me on tour, you know,
right,
being
right.
on the road in mm-hmm. and out constantly. And that's how like they put me up at a nice hotel. You know what I mean?
Every time
you're doing this shit like that, like you work out. You know, the hotel, the payment, all that type of shit.
Exactly.
How much you get paid and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we show up, we get booked at this nice hotel, and there's a, what is it called? A hot tub.
Oh, okay. A little jacuzzi.
So he's in there, yeah. And I'm just like, dude, like, I don't even get a fucking chance to enjoy that shit. Like, as soon as I hit town, I got to be over here. I got to be a boom, 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 you know?
That is the life.
Yeah. And I'm like, don't think it's like that all the time, man. Like,
you got to put in the work.
Yeah, you got to put in the
work. Yeah, I hear you, man.
But I love the fact that he gets to experience certain things.
That's awesome,
like that,
man.
You know what I mean?
And like, especially stepping into something that later in the future, if he decides to, like, a job interview or something, he's not afraid to step up and say, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do, and this is what I'm good at. So that's the awesome part about
but
it.
But like I said, I've never been the type to push anything upon my kids. So if they do it, they do it out of their own volition. You know what I mean? And I'm proud of them for whatever it is they might do. But at the same time, it's like, he does talk a little bit of shit. You know what I mean? Like when he's like, hey, dude, because we got a couple of songs together we've been working on that kid will produce.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, Dad, let me hear that song that I smoked you on. And I was like,
okay.
Like, okay.
Here comes the favorite dad-son rivalry, man.
So
I hear you, man.
I was like, all right, okay, I got you.
Question number two, Evolve. Here you go. There you go.
What would be your best day ever?
Yeah, man, you really think about that one, dude.
Just, man, getting away with my family. Just, I'm a big traveling type, you know what I mean? So just the best day are just traveling with my family.
There you
know
go.
What I mean? Like, I don't get to do it that often.
That one-on-one time.
Yeah, one-on-one time. Like, where it's like, ew, we're all going to one spot. Like, me, the wife, and the kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? Get away from everything and just be.
Right.
Be with each other. You know what I
exactly.
mean?
Exactly.
Because, you know, my wife works. I work. You know, like, my kids go to school.
Right, right.
My kid's playing football now. He's playing. He's doing discus and shit like that. So
for track,
everybody's doing everything.
Yeah.
It's hard. By the end of the day, everybody's just like
exhausted.
Out,
yeah,
you know
out.
What I mean?
Yeah,
and you know, sometimes it's just like I get caught up too in doing like going on the road and doing shows and shit like that.
Right.
It's like, man, like just if you had like that, not even one day. I wish it would be like fucking a week or so or more. You know,
yeah,
like,
I hear
where you
can
just like. Take off and just be with each other and go just fucking do whatever it is the hell you want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Without no responsibilities, you know what I mean? Without coming back to it. You know
exactly, I mean? Yeah. Well, we all eventually have to come back to that, fall back to the norm and say, oh, well, back to the old shithole where I work. And hey, that shithole pays your bills, man. That shit, no matter how much, talking about how much you hate
It's funny because I tell Gina, like, when we go on the road, it's like, you do this shit, right? And it's like awesome everywhere else. And then you come home, you're like, back to reality.
Yeah, yeah. Back to the reality. Yeah, man. And that's the way it is. And that's the way it is. I mean, it's like I tell most of these young ones that come in there that are artists that go, you know, yeah, you do this. You're pushing yourself to make something out of this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you gotta actually look. This is something that maybe be a reality, mm-hmm. but you have to really come down to reality and say, hey, yeah. I gotta take care of this first if yep. I want to get here. You gotta pay your dues back and forth.
A lot of people don't see that, and that's the thing with me. That's why I tell you I don't like to sell anybody any dreams or
right.
steer them in the wrong way.
Yeah,
because it's like, yo, it's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of mm-hmm. missing birthdays, missing certain holidays.
Yeah.
Missing your kids, being yeah. at home on the road, yeah, being yeah. at fucking hotel rooms by yourself on the road, like talking to your kids and your wife, and you're just like, why the fuck am I here?
Yeah, exactly. Know? Yeah, I hear you.
In your head, you're doing it for the greater good for your family.
Right, right.
But they might not understand that.
Yeah, I got you.
These people just see like the pretty little snapshots. Like, oh, he's over there rapping. Like, must be nice. It's like,
yeah.
If you knew all the shit that we've had to
exactly.
get to this point,
exactly,
you wouldn't say that.
Yeah,
because
man.
Because that's why most people don't fucking make it to where they want to be because they give up.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, the one song that we're talking about right now with it was called Mix. What's it called? Haven.
I've seen my fate.
I love this. And let me just give a little taste here. Just a una pregadita nomás.
Yeah. Will Haven. Evolve.
Metal maniac, holding metal. Oh, baby. I feel the rage. Hell yeah, baby. I feel it. Slash moon hot like you butter, laughing at your burial, your last suffer, pissing on your loved ones' tombstones, getting flowers from the dead like fuck y'all, let it be known. Never done a good thing in my life, always made bad choices, went left when y'all went right, tight to fight for nothing, and die for anything, the more damage than good. Fuck it. Damn, bro, damn. You cannot get enough of that, ladies and gentlemen, Evolve. Damn, bro. I mean,
I appreciate it,
bro. Jesus. I mean, like I said, when I first heard it, I was like, God dang, that's rage in the making again, bro. That's rage in the making again. What more do you want? Jesus Christ. Oh my gosh, man. But yeah, when I heard that.
I write music in moods, man. So like, if you're fucking pissed, you're going to be pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to write no sunshines and rainbow shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, bro. I hear you, yeah, man.
It's totally depending on the mood, you know, for what it calls for.
Yeah, dude, and like I said, when I heard it the first time, I was like, dude, it's something here, man. I like the way that sounds. It got that punch, like, yeah. I mean,
working on a bunch of the type of.
And it's funny because when I first heard it, I was like, wow, man, this guy's kind of sounds similar to People of the Sun from Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. I'm like, I love the sound, but the lyrics when you're listening to it, like. Man, this guy has a lot of anger to let go of, man.
That's what it was. It was one of those days where it's just like, I walked in the studio, I was like, let's do some aggressive shit.
Yeah.
The kid was like, well, what do you got? I was like, I got this, let's do it. And he's like, all right, fuck it.
Shit, now.
Loaded it up, we did it one take, and that was it. You know what I mean? So.
This should be an intellectual one for you. Nah. Maybe nothing too hard, but you got to really think about it. Last question of the night for Mr. Evolve here. Read that out loud for you, man.
What book belongs on everyone's bookshelf? I read a lot.
What one book do you say has to be on someone else's shelf also? If it's one book that you read, you say, you know what? That belongs in every bookshelf in the home.
Man, there's a couple of them.
Let me see.
If you want to delve deep into it. Like, because I'm talking about one for music, one for politics, one for...
It's all three. Give me three that belong. Just as long as you don't say Twilight, I'm good.
No, yeah.
All Twilight series belong in every shelf.
Yeah, right? I can't say shit because my wife. I bought them those.
You know what? I can't say shit near, and I'm saying I'm gonna get it when I get home, bro. Oh shit!
Look,
let's start with a music book. What music book belongs on there, man?
Music book
will be something good.
The Raekwon book.
The new
Wu-Tang book. The new Raekwon book is really good.
Okay.
It breaks down everything, like the...
The history.
The history of how it all started and everything. It's really good. I like reading autobiographies, like when they break down, like, from the struggle to where they're at.
Right, exactly.
To see similar patterns of the shit.
To see where, basically, where you're at the moment. Yeah.
Like, you see the similar patterns that you go through.
Exactly.
Like
Yeah.
Political would be Dick Gregory.
Dick Gregory,
his books. I don't want to say the name of the book, but any book by Dick Gregory is a good book.
Okay.
And the third one, what do we go for the third one? Let's see.
Baby Shark.
Jesus. Why? I can't remember any of my goddamn
books. Yeah. I mean, there's quite a few books. I rarely have.
I'm subscribed to, like, Scribd. Uh-huh. Scribd or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so that's where I read all my books. All right. Or audio books and e-books and stuff.
Right.
Let me see. Third one. I read so many good books, man.
And there's one book that I have that's on, and my wife hates it that I have this book in our area because he's afraid my son might get it. But it just intrigues me. I don't know if it's just the side of a mind of mine, but I have the encyclopedia, the A through Z of serial killers.
Serial killers, yeah.
I have that book, and I read through it sometimes at night when I can't sleep. Yeah. Shit, do I scare the shit out of myself? Serious shit, you know?
Let me give you the third book. John A. Light, Gotti Boys.
It's
he used to be a hired gun for the.
Oh, okay, all right, John all right. Gotti. Oh, okay, all right.
So he used to run with John Gotti Jr. and stuff. Oh. I'm really into like the history of the mob, like the Cosa Nostra stuff.
Gotcha.
But that's like the ignorance side of me. That's like, yo, these motherfuckers kill like people like nothing, like, you know what I mean? And you think about it and. Like, the weird thing about the mob is, like, you know how gangs function? They're like, yeah, we love each other until you do something wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Then they fucking kill you.
Let's go for a ride.
Yeah, exactly. the weirdest thing is, like, yo, hugging each other, kissing each other, fucking making money with each other. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you said something wrong. It's like, pop. Yeah, bro.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of like, wow, like, there is no fucking loyalty.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, there is nothing that they won't do.
There's no honor among thieves, pretty much. No honor
amongst thieves.
Yeah.
So it's just, you read this, and I've read, like, every one of them, and it's just fucking incredible to see, like, that they think that they're part of this thing that's really binding.
Exactly.
But actually, it's not.
It's not, yeah. I hear it's just pretty much like a standby until something like, bigger comes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. I got you, man.
They're robbing each other, fucking, you know, killing each other. It's fucking incredible, man.
I got you, man. Man, dude, this was a great... We're coming upon an hour. It's already an hour of pure audio podcast, an hour and 1 minute on Facebook, and a little bit longer on Instagram, which is still... Hanging in there, man. Appreciate you guys for sticking around and watching Mr. Evolve, Sergio Hernandez, right?
Appreciate you.
Thank you very much for coming to the podcast, man. I'm going to like I said, I'm going to reach out to you. I got to bring that big boy in here.
Yeah, definitely.
And I want to hear the whole story behind that line before every snap, dude.
Yeah, man.
That's not his workout, and maybe he can teach me to lose a couple of pounds myself, dude.
He gives me some tips, and I'm like, Man, you realize
I'm 46 years old, man. Yeah. You think I can actually do a push up right now?
And like, we'll get it. Like, he does wrestling too. And shit.
Man, there you go.
We get into it, and like, dude, it took me a while to get it. Like, the more you move, the tighter it gets. You know what I mean?
Time out. Dad time out. Dad time out.
Dad time out, man. Like, but
oh my gosh.
We do have a new album. Me and my brother Paul's one from California have a new album.
Yeah. Give us all your social medias, man. Let the fans know, man.
It's Paul's one times Ev called the crew. His name is Random Act of Violence. It's coming out this month. First singles with Copyright and DJ Eyeball. You can catch me on Instagram, Ev1980, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know all. It's all going to be like a derivative of like fucking 1980, like F-1980 somewhere or whatever.
I got you.
Facebook, Sergio Evolve Hernandez, you know what I mean? But other than music, just evolve1980.bandcamp.com. There's vinyl, there's shirts, there's CDs, all types of stuff.
That's cool, man. Hey, man, like I said, I appreciate any tour dates coming up.
Yes, actually, we're doing South by Southwest next month, starting on the 13th, I believe.
Okay.
13th through like the 17th or 18th.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I got to be in New York, L.A., Seattle, Kansas City.
Look at this man, traveling man. Look at that, dude.
Yeah, dude.
God damn.
I love it, but I fucking hate airports now, dude. Like, but after all these years, I know how to pack light and just boom.
Right.
You know, get through the process as soon as possible.
Gotcha.
It's just weird nowadays, dude, because there's just... all this madness going on.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It's crazy out there. I've never been in an airplane. I don't plan to get on.
You've never been on an airplane?
Never plan. Dude, let's not go over that topic. Come on, for sure. I'm not even touching that with a 10-foot pole, man.
Dude, but just think about it, dude. Like a fucking 13-hour drive, 18-hour drive is a 3-hour flight.
Let me just tell you straight out, bro.
Yeah,
tell you straight out. Guitar player, airplanes.
Yeah.
There you go. And that's all I have to say about that.
You know what's funny? My sister lives in Clovis, New Mexico, and that's where Buddy Holly used to record.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, they had Walt's. I forgot the name of the studio. It's right there in their little town and shit. It's a little museum now. Every time I go there, I go and check it out. But, like, right now, when you said it right now, I was like, yeah, I know, I get it. Like, guitar player playing.
Done. Yeah, that's enough. Enough said, man. Enough said. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching with us.
Yo, thanks for having me.
Man, Evolve, thank you for coming on the podcast. I appreciate you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, tune in next week for the next episode. Hopefully, Chew is back on the podcast with us. Evolve, thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for the night. And we will sign off and just stay tuned for the next week's episode.
Go get some Petey
Wheaties. Petey Wheaties in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Latest Gators!